We have a special guest joining us now on the Outdoor Show from Gogebic Lodge in Marinesco, Brian Berquist. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
So I hear you are throwing one of the top-notch ice fishing tournaments in all of the UP, and it's coming up this weekend. I'd love to hear more about it. How long have you been doing the tournament, first of all?
Yeah, we've been doing it for 33 years. This is our 33rd annual, and we cranked it up a notch. We actually got some big prize money that we're doing. The participants were, I'd always kind of poll them every year, and they were itching for some bigger prizes and bigger prize money, so we cranked it up, and we're giving away $1,000 for first prize.
And tell the folks how they compete for that. I mean, is that one specific species or the largest fish overall? How do they get the $1,000?
Well, the $1,000 grand prize is for the largest walleye that comes in that day. We do have categories for walleye, northern pike, yellow perch, and crappie. So each category, we have the top five places pays out money, and it starts at $1,000 for the walleye, and we get $500 for the northern, $500 for the perch, and $250 for the crappie.
Okay.
And then the top five get paid out.
Well, before I forget about it, you know, I get weekly reports from fishermen on Lake Ogebic, different sources of information. Our buddy Pete Sorrell up at Settlers Co-op, we talked to him quite a bit. He has said that the fishing's been fairly slow. Has it picked up at all in the last 5-6 days?
It has. Me and a friend went out last night, and we actually limited out. We didn't get any big walleye, but we got our five walleyes and a couple northerns. They were throwbacks, but we did really well last night. So, yeah, I think the way Lake Ogebic works, it's kind of like two lakes in one big basin. Hmm. And Pete's a good friend of mine, and he fishes the north end quite a bit. And things were a little slower up there for the walleye bite. Perch have been doing okay. But down on the south end, things have been pretty active lately, and that's actually where the lodge is located. And I think the anglers are going to do pretty well Saturday.
That's great to hear. Well, we got plenty more to cover, including all the details about the ice fishing tournament. Big money to talk about. Four different categories, prizes, raffles, and more. Plus, I want to find out all about Gogebic Lodge, which I've been there, and it's got a fantastic restaurant, plenty of places to stay, lots of neat stuff to talk about still. So stay tuned for part two with Brian Berquist from the Gogebic Lodge on the south end of Lake Ogebic, and we'll continue in our next report later this hour. So stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.